Kalim chapter 16, Mishnah 4, clay or. So now we're going to be dealing with the leather utensils. And it says the Mishnah Ma'amasa Mekablin Tuma, at what point in the manufacturing process do they become susceptible to impurity? And the Mishnah, as with the wooden utensils, is going to work through a number of examples again. The first is a turmel, which is a shepherd's bag, like a satchel, a leather shepherd's bag. And that is susceptible to impurity, mishayachsom ve'kanev, when it is hemmed and trimmed, ve'yaseh kichosav, and also when the drawstrings are inserted. So the way this leather bag worked was that you had the bag, and then you had loops around the opening, and then they would put a drawstring through the loops that could be used to close the opening of the bag. So only when that drawstring was finally inserted, according to this opinion, was the bag now usable. And at this point in time, it would be considered susceptible to impurity. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Mishyase es oiznav. He says, no, it's already susceptible to impurity when the loops are stitched onto the bag. That would be enough. So that's obviously earlier in the process. And in fact, we're going to see throughout this Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda, his opinions are always earlier in the process. So according to him, that at that point in the process, already the bag would be susceptible to impurity. You wouldn't have to wait for the drawstring to actually be inserted. Next case, sukutya, an apron. When was a leather apron susceptible to impurity? So the first opinion is mishayachsom v'yakanev, when it is hemmed and trimmed. V'yase es tzisa, and the sashes are put onto the apron. So what were the sashes? They were the pieces of material by which the person wearing the apron could tie the apron behind him. So put the apron on and then tie it behind him. And only at that point, when those sashes were fastened to the apron, was it considered complete and therefore susceptible to impurity. Rabbi Huda Omer Mishayase es Tabosea. He says, no, when the rings were connected to the apron. The rings were what the sashes were tied onto. So you had the leather apron, then you had the rings attached to the leather apron, and the sashes attached to the rings. So says Rabbi Yehuda, that point already the apron would be susceptible to impurity, even before the sashes were connected. Next case, ketufulia, a bedspread, a leather bedspread. When is it susceptible to impurity? So we did beds before. You had your wooden frame with your ropes, connected to the wooden frame, lengthwise and crossways. And this leather bedspread we're talking about over here would stretch over the frame and over the ropes. And it is susceptible to impurity. According to the first opinion, when it has been hemmed and trimmed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishyase etz kichosea, when the drawstrings were inserted. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, this leather thing had drawstrings inserted by means of which the leather could be secured to the bed frame. That was inserted earlier in the process than the hemming and the trimming. And according to him, when those drawstrings were inserted, it would already be susceptible to impurity. Hakarva keseh shel or, also pillows or mattresses made of leather. When is it susceptible to impurity? First opinion, mishayachsom v'yakanev, when it is hemmed and trimmed again. But in the case of leather pillows or mattresses, it also means that it's been completely stuffed with whatever stuffing was being used for the pillow and mattress, and that it was sewed up and sealed and then hemmed and trimmed. And only at that point would it be susceptible. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, Mishayisparim v'yishar bahem pachos mechamisha tfachim, when he sews them up, but he leaves an opening less than 5 tfachim wide. Through the opening, the pillow stuffing or the mattress stuffing would be inserted. And at this point already, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the mattress or the pillow is usable and therefore susceptible to impurity.